Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor and Bloomberg TV anchor Taylor Riggs. State attorneys general are unveiling a coordinated antitrust probe on big tech. Taylor, what does this involve?
Yeah, this was very interesting, Rebecca. You had about 50 state attorney generals come out today and really probe or launching a probe into Google over their monopoly practices. A lot of this has to do with antitrust. Maybe the state attorney general thinking they are just too big and it's hurting or stifling competition and innovation. This is very interesting because it comes on the heels of a probe we got on Friday about Facebook with similar attorney generals also coming out. So this feels like the big fight against big tech is certainly heating up. I had a great conversation just in the last hour with Chris Kelly. He's the former privacy chief over at Facebook, and he said to really be careful between multiple probes that are going on. We really need to distinguish between what is a monopoly and then concerns over data privacy. Those are very two separate issues, and we need to make sure that we're differentiating those issues when all of these probes are starting to hit big tech.
So is he suggesting that what they're looking at Google for, they're not looking at Facebook for?
Yeah, very good point. So Google's action today seemed very much monopoly, a monopoly over ad pricing, how that's hurting the consumer. Facebook, as we know on Friday, there is some concerns about monopolistic behavior. But as Chris Kelly was pointing out, Facebook doesn't necessarily have a monopoly over perhaps some of the social media companies. They have Facebook and they have Instagram, but they have far from a monopoly. Facebook, for example, as you alluded to, much more concerning as it relates to data privacy. We do know that Facebook just settled a $5 billion probe with the FTC over data privacy. That is very different. So I think going forward, we do know that there is going to be a lot of probes, a lot of investigations. We'll have to see, again, the target of each of those. I also just got off a conversation with Google representatives as well, and they are saying that they welcome these probes. They think that this is a good time to be having these conversations. Of course, they don't think that they engage in monopolistic practices, but are continuing to work with regulators to make sure that we are all on the same page, so to speak.
So, yeah, so they want us to discern between them, discern between the probes, but you could bet they'll be watching each other.
They are. You know, it was also a very interesting point that the action today with 50 attorney generals is a bipartisan issue. This is a Republican and a Democratic issue. There's been a lot of concerns, at least with Google, that they're censoring conservative data, conservative speech. This action today, though, shows that it is state attorney generals from both sides of the aisle. So this feels like it's a very bipartisan issue. I think that's another big concern, is that it is not just coming from a Republican or a Democrat. And more importantly, it's coming from 50, every attorney general except for California, which we might not be too surprised about, and Alabama are participating in this action today.